views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the hit show, Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Just say yes to explosive abundance. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Now, here's your host, Leslie Fontaine.
Hello, everyone. This is Leslie Fontaine. We are just really blessed right now to be fully present on the planet. Sometimes with some of the stuff going on around us, it's hard to believe that we could say that, but it is true because we are carrying a super powerful energy that we have the ability to transform situations in our lives, even those situations that just seem unchangeable, that seem like we're stuck, that we can't move, that are so depressing and so heavy and either really shutting us down. And this is the show to talk about that. You know, I don't shy away from the tough topics of the things that are going on in our lives for real. But we have the ability to shift those things. And that's what I love to talk about. Today, we are talking about being the magic. Transformation at our fingertips. We are the wand. We are the magic. We are the ones that can make a change in the world. I love that quote. Is it Gandhi? Be the change you want to see in the world. That's sometimes, you know, easy to say. But let's say we're really, you know, bogged down in some heavy energies, energies that are tough for us to shift through. And we don't see how we can be that transformational change in the world. And that's what I love to talk about when we are stepping into the presence of ascended masters, archangels, healing teams, light beings, bringing them in even to our toughest circumstances. And that's the requirement there, you know, that we invite in these amazing frequencies, these amazing vibrational energies into our circumstances, whether it's depression or illness or difficult challenges, even an argument with a loved one, you know, just right there in the middle of it, bringing it in. And what that does is it shifts the energy of the situation to a much higher vibration. And it allows us to have insight and a view from another plane, from another place. Sometimes we can let situations or people draw us down into a lower level vibrational energy, engage with them at that level. And when we do that, we stay at that level. We're not shifting anything, right? So again, being the magic, transformation at our fingertips, we can choose to manifest, to create, to heal, to transform. Now, what on earth do I mean by that? What I mean by that is in that very moment we choose. So if right now you are in the midst of one of those circumstances I described, decide this very moment right now that you choose to heal. You choose to manifest. You choose to transform. That's right. Just choose it. Choose it right now. Choose to do something right now. Now notice what happens in the moment of choice. We may get obstacles coming up. We may get thoughts coming up. I can't do that. That's not going to change anything. How on earth am I supposed to change anything in the situation I find myself in right now? You're missing the point. Choose right now. choose to shift. Just choose. Say to yourself, I choose to manifest differently. I choose to create. I choose to heal. I choose to transform. Just say that to yourself right now. It is amazing what begins to happen when we speak those words. Now, you haven't gone out and done anything. You haven't gone and spoken to anyone. You haven't, you know, taken action. I'm asking you to just have these thoughts and to have these words. And you haven't even necessarily, you know, gotten up out of your chair or the car or, you know, left the room or spoken to anyone or done anything. This is the key. This is the key right here where we instigate the choice. And then we start to notice some of the blocks that show up. But that's different than the moment of choice. Okay. Sometimes we get all bogged down and we go, this doesn't work. It's not working. Well, you're confusing that moment of choice with the very next thought you have, which is, well, that's not going to change anything. I've done this before. It doesn't work. All those thoughts that come up for you, all of those things that come up for you to tell you nothing's going to change. That's different than source energy, ascended masters, archangels, and light beings inspiring you right now to choose to create, to heal, and to transform. So this is going to be an awesome show. We're going to walk through sort of the steps of this. I've done this with you all before. And, you know, this is a new set of circumstances. So who knows what's going to happen on this show. I wanted to make a couple of announcements for the show today. This is going to be my last show for a while. I'm taking a little sabbatical from the radio, and I want to thank so many of you who lend their energy and their support to the shows. I feel it. I know you're there, and I thank you. If you want to give me a call, I'm glad to hear from you. I just want to tell you I very much appreciate having had this opportunity to do the shows. I've been doing them for 3 years, and I'm going to take a little break to handle some other things. But I thank you for being a part of the shows. If you want to reach me over the next several months, you all know the drill. My website is lesliefontaine.com. That's LESLIEFONTEYNE.com. You can write me at leslie@lesliefontaine.com. You can go to my website, opt in that way. Give me a call, 678-665-3366. That's 678-665-3366. Lots of ways to get in touch. I have so much going on that I think you all could enjoy or benefit from. I am having an amazing experience with my meditation Mondays. These are just tremendous. People joining from coast to coast in all their time zones every Monday, 6 p.m. Some people even joining from their offices at work. And it is a powerful transformational 30 minutes. If you want to shift your week, this is the way to do it. I will be doing this one more month for the month of April. And if you'd like to join, please write me. I will send you all the information and get you on board with that. But it is a very minor investment of time and just $7 a session. It is just tremendous. And the things people are experiencing is just fantastic. So please take a look at that, one more month of that, and just a powerful way to shift your week. You will be able to continue to access my podcasts on Transformation Talk Radio as well as on my website. And I start traveling extensively now. I will be in Cincinnati next week, April 6th through 10th, and then I'll be heading to the UK, where I will be there from April 26th through May 12th. I will then be back in Raleigh and Chicago in August, and I'll let you know more about that. If you're interested in calling into the show today to talk or to ask questions or to get some work done, the number to call the station is 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. And this is a show where we're being the magic. This is the show where we're shifting. You know, I remember when I first started teaching abundance, and I took it to a homeless shelter because, you know, if we've got a little stash in our back pocket and, you know, we're not really in a place where we have to trust or lean on anything, then, you know, fine. But I wanted to see how it worked with people who had lost everything. And, you know, if you find yourself in a situation where you feel like you've lost everything and you're still objecting, and you're still fighting and you're still holding on by your fingernails to the last shreds of control, this is your moment. This is your moment to release that control and to allow the amazing abundance and supernatural and magic to come into your life. When we have blocks show up, when we have challenges show up, these are opportunities. I think Edison called them opportunities in work clothes. And I've always loved that expression because sometimes we think that if we get a vision or an inspiration or guidance, then it should be easy. And what we need to understand is that when we get some of this guidance and when we step into an opportunity, it's also an opportunity to heal. This isn't just about us getting the stuff. This is about us healing. This is about us shifting. So if you've been struggling and you're trying to figure out what your next step is, one thing I would consider today is surrender. Release the control and open your heart space to stepping into all that you are. When we come back from the break, we'll talk a little bit more about how to do those steps.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Diane Robbins, published author and channel, connects our hearts to the hearts of beings in advanced civilizations as she taps into the cosmos. We are living in important times now as we merge our consciousness with these of other realms and raise our vibration and awaken to who we are and why we are here. Learn to live in unconditional love. Visit DianeRobbins.com today and immerse yourself in the many books, newsletters, and channeling Diane has to offer.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you ready to start winning at the game of life? Lynn Brown, host of Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life, is here to help you reach places and goals that you never thought possible. Lynn is an intuitive healer with a specialized background in financial healing. She combines her intuitive nature and her wholesome approach to financial planning. To learn more about her financial planning services, contact her personally at letterrintuit.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Ooh, I like that. Thank you, Benny. That's some nice funk out there. This is Leslie Fontaine. We are talking about sheer alchemy. We're talking about transformation. We're putting our pedal to the metal here. We're talking the walk. And let's hear from our caller, Benny.
Sure. We'll bring on Tammy. She's calling in from Marysville. Hello, Tammy.
Hi. How are you guys?
Hey, Tammy. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, but you were talking about, I guess, like a blockage of money. I still have hope. I'm in a situation that I'm just, I'm not sure. I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. I'm not good with words today.
That's okay. Don't worry. I mean, you're pretty overwhelmed, too. So why don't you share with me what's happening? I'd like to hear what's happening for you.
Going through a divorce, just some hard times, been staying at motels, and I'm just, like, out of funds and probably going to be staying in my truck. I'm trying to find all the resources, doing everything that I need to do, but I'm just...
Okay, all righty.
Have that faith, and something's going to come around.
Yeah, so the divorce situation was a difficult one that you needed to get out of, it sounds like.
Yeah. Okay. Quite emotional, and so, yeah.
Okay. And do you have children?
I do, but she's not with me right now. She's with her father, so I'm by myself right now.
All righty. And was it an abusive situation? You don't have to tell me. I just wanted to check with you.
It was not pleasant. I'm just going to put it that way. I don't want to say too much.
You don't have to. I'm just trying to get a sense, you know, of what you're creating right now and what's happening in your field as you step through this stuff, because I know this is super traumatic. Because I'm reading your field while you're sharing. And can you tell me a bit about some of your spiritual life? Because this isn't your first time at this dance. You know, you have had many things come through for you.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of self-healing. I listen to this radio station. I meditate. Just trying to do the past year a lot of self-healing and just learning. And I'm in a much better state than I used to be. I'm more self-aware. My healing, I can see the progress. I mean, I still have more to accomplish, but, you know.
Yeah,
I'm good now. It's still hard, though.
I know.
Of course
it is.
I can laugh instead of cry all the time, so that's good.
No. There's a huge amount of grief in your field. There's a lot of sadness in there, and I'm just reading your field, just tightness in your throat space and your power center, your heart space. And so, you know what? I'm just going to bring in the team, and I want to work on you, if that's okay.
Oh, that's absolutely, yeah, it's great.
Okay. All righty. So let's just go ahead and bring in the Ascended Masters, the loved ones, the healing teams. And I clear out any of the difficult, hard energies that are in your field. There's some stuff with inner child. I want to go ahead and hand over your inner child to Divine Mother and Divine Father right now. Just allow her to get some support. I want to clear out any interferences, any contracts, any agreements with any abusive, violating energies, clearing out any core fear of fully stepping into your power. So there's some guidance that's come to you about some things. And because there's a lot of fear, there's a lot of terror about some of this stuff. It's almost like you see yourself alone. You see yourself as the only one without any support. So just allow the light beings, allow the masters to show up for you right now. We're doing some work in your heart space. Just clearing out any contracts or agreements to be diminished, to have your boundaries violated, to be in poverty, to be abandoned, to be coerced or manipulated, releasing these out. Let's do some shifting with the karmic board, asking Kuan Yin and the karmic council. Transmute any of these karmic toxic patterns. This isn't the first time, either in this lifetime or in others, that you're going through some of these, and we want to bring some of these lessons into completion. Transmuting them into grace. And clearing out any core fear of being visible. Being visible can invite abuse. Releasing any core fear you can't create your own security. This is old parental and ancestral line energy. So from the beginning of your timeline into present time, clearing out all instances of submitting your will and submitting your power and submitting your passions in order to have security. Drawing in the abundance archangels and drawing in the full potentiality of all that you are. We're shifting and opening doors right now for you, allowing you to step into whatever presents itself. So one thing for them that's coming through real strong for you is that don't reject the package, don't reject how it shows up, and that one thing leads to the next, which leads to the next. So sometimes we can look at a package, and with you, there's fear that comes up, and sometimes there's the terror that it's not enough. Just understand they're coming through really strong, very supportive for you. That opening that door leads to the next door, leads to the next door. So just allow yourself to release and to surrender any of the control so that you can allow the abundance to come to you and the guidance to come to you. Again, not resisting the package, again, clearing out some of the coercive energies, some energies that like to come in your back door. We're closing off your aura, putting full protection all around you, allowing only the highest vibrational energies to come to you. It's a lot that's getting released out of the top of your crown. You've been holding a lot of energies. You've been trying to white knuckle it, be strong. We're opening your throat space, and here's the deal. Today, you start speaking your magic. Today, we create. Today, we open the doors. Today, we fling open the doors of abundance. We fling open the doors of companionship and support. We open the doors to being cared for and loved and honored. We're bringing your inner child back to you. And let's seal this up, putting on Archangel Michael's cloak of protection around you. Beautiful.
Last night, I was going over this stuff and some of the things that you said. Right before I went to sleep, I said I was just going to release everything and just let it happen. And so it was so funny that you said that, and just a lot of things you said. I've been, it's like, yeah, I'm speechless right now.
Well, good. It's okay. And you've been through it, but there's a lot that can open up for you today. And even as powerless as we can feel sometimes, we hold the key. So really open yourself up, and I want you to just fully allow to the best of your ability, opening your heart space. When we've been hurt and when we've had a lot of distrustful situations, we can close off and cease to expand. And so with this protection and with this access that you have, I'm I'm excited for you today for the day to unfold. And I know it feels like it's just you, but I think you can tell that they're with you, that they are supporting you.
Yeah, I can. Yes.
Yeah.
I've been listening to the vibrations, the meditating on it, and
just
all of it. And so everything that you're saying makes so much sense. And I'm so excited. I am so excited. Thank you.
Oh, you are so welcome, Tammy. I'm so grateful that you called. Thank you for calling. Wow. So now we're moving on to the next piece of this. This is a really powerful thing that we have the ability to do. You know, if we think about our inner child and we think about some of the energies that we've repeated in our lives, we have an opportunity in that moment to let go of it. But if that's all we've known, then sometimes it's hard to recognize, right? When someone shares with you, and it could be in the grocery store, it could be random, you know, and it triggers something, it touches a button, it hits something, and you go, ouch, or you feel the fear, or you feel the tightening in your field. This is an amazing moment to heal. That thing is coming up for you to heal. And when you clear and bring in this kind of support that we just did with Tammy, then you allow a different energy to come toward you. It's really an amazing transformational experience. We are the wand. We are the ones that can bring in this shift. And we didn't have to move out of our chair. We didn't even have to do that yet. So now there's going to be guidance that comes to Tammy. There's going to be direction that shows up. And as these things begin to show up, then we begin to step into it. Okay, so there's the divine feminine and there's the divine masculine, the receptive and the actor. So acting is a part of it. It comes after we get the inspired guidance. So I can't wait to hear what happens. We'll be back. This is Leslie Fontaine. This is Sheer Alchemy. And if you're interested in calling into the show, the number is 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819.
Do you ever feel as if you're working twice as hard but only getting half as far? Are you trying to connect with your path in life and finding it elusive? Mainstream Metaphysics Radio is a weekly call-in show where we harness our connection with the universe and use what is in our power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. This hit show bridges the divide between what is and what we do not know. Eve, named one of the country's top psychics, also known as the MBA Psychic, invites you on this journey for this live call-in show with readings, featured guests, leaders, and visionaries in both business and spiritual callings. So join Eve Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as she takes metaphysics mainstream. For more information about Eve, visit EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundation's retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness meditation retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
Are you ready to thread your life with intuition? Intuit Apparel can help you do just that. This is not just about a piece of clothing. This is about a movement, an awakening, and staying centered in life. Your life. Intuitive and host of the radio show Get Into It, Lynn Brown, was given this image with the intention of a clothing line designed to represent the essence of life itself. Visit intuitapparel.com now and wear your intuition with pride.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Wonderful, wonderful. This is Leslie Fontaine. This is Sheer Alchemy. This is my last show for a while. I want to thank all of you that have been faithful listeners. I hear from you every once in a while, and I get to meet you here and there at some of the local fairs, and I've appreciated you being there. We are talking about being the magic, transformation at our fingertips. Sometimes we don't truly appreciate how much is available to us just with a shift in our choices, a shift in our mental thoughts, a shift in just speaking aloud the new opportunities that we can create. What often happens is that we get bogged down in the next thought. It's not the inspired thought. It's not the guidance that's coming through. It's the next thought. So sometimes it almost feels like we're looking for a reason not to follow through. We've all had that feeling, so you can't escape this one. We've all had it where we almost don't want to do it. Here's the reason. Because then we're responsible. We're fully responsible for our experience. I'm not talking about how we take over, you know, or take on someone else's bad behavior as if we created that. I'm never going to say that, or any kind of abusive action or whatnot. But sometimes if we're truly honest within our field, we can see some things that we've allowed or compromised ourselves for, and we still don't want to shift. So I want you to look at that. Some of the hard stuff, okay? Don't just gloss over this and explain to yourself, well, this is why, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm asking you today, do you want to make a choice to release that part of your life? I didn't say you're going to walk out of the house, quit your job, get fired, abandon the children or family. I didn't say any of that. I said, do you want to release it? Are you ready to shift? Are you ready to transform? What stops us often is we're afraid of what we don't know, what is going to happen next. And because we can't define what's going to happen next, we don't follow through with the guidance that comes to us. We assume the worst. We learned this in childhood. We learned this growing up. If you don't know what's going to happen next, don't do it. Somehow, we think we've got to be in full control of all outcomes. The assumption is that what's going to happen next that we don't know is bad. And that's not true. We have no data on that. Now, we can almost engineer and force and sabotage the worst to happen if we'd like, but why on earth would we do that? So when we choose to shift, when we choose to say yes, when we choose to allow ourselves to step into our highest good, the next step, the next piece of our lives, we will get a little fear. And the fear comes from not knowing how it's going to show up. We don't know how it's going to show up because it's coming from a higher place. It's coming from an amazing infinite mind, from source, from guidance in the light beings. So we haven't experienced this part of our field very much because we've been holding back and staying in control. Often, you know, we'll say, oh, yes, I got guidance to do this. Oh, I feel spiritual and all this stuff. When we get guidance, we go right back to acting like it's all up to us. No one's going to help. I'm on my own. And I'm completely dependent on what I make. So I can't do anything until I retire, until this, until that. And we go on and on and on with all of our conditions. And we realize that we've pretty much locked out source energy and the opportunity to draw things into us. I teach often about the law of attraction and what went wrong. I was teaching on this in Portland a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, we have these experiences of trying really hard, but we don't deal with the deep pain, or we don't deal with some of the difficult energies that we have in our field. Those are coming up to be healed. That's the great part of this, is they're not coming up to thwart us, to stop us. They're coming up for healing. So when these feelings of abandonment or isolation or manipulation, coercion, any kind of old memories of failure in the past or being shamed or humiliated come up, those are coming up to be healed. They are not coming up to stop you from stepping into all that you are. And it's not about whether you're having a good day or a bad day. It's not about whether you feel strong or not. It's not about, you know, whether you're in a good mood or a bad mood. When you get the inspired idea, when it comes to you, then you say yes. You don't necessarily know the outcome, but you know that it's coming to a place that often is in the most insecure place of our field. That's what's always interesting. You know, guidance comes, and it's not from that place where we're super strong. I've always noticed this. It's coming from a place that is not based on how we've been successful in the past in this particular area. It's giving us an opportunity to step into a new aspect of ourselves. So the solution, the guidance, sometimes looks a little unrecognizable, like, what? Do that? Call that person? Step into that? Why? How am I going to do that? And this is where sometimes our blessings show up as a diamond in the rough. We don't recognize it. So guidance comes and it says, you know, go to aisle 13 in the grocery store. I tell this story all the time. And you don't need to go to aisle 13. Go to aisle 13. I don't need anything in aisle 13. And if you allow yourself to go and you release your logic and how you don't need anything in that aisle, you go and you end up meeting someone or getting communicated with in some way. And it turns out this person, you know, could have your rent money. This person could invite you to an event that you meet some people of something that you've been wanting to create. The point is that guidance comes in interesting packages. It doesn't just come in what you recognize and what your logical mind says. So often, we don't follow through on guidance because of a lot of fear of shame and a lot of fear of failure. So if I step into that idea, if I go do that, you know, what if I fail? What if people make fun of me? All these assumptions, not, wow, this would be so great. I might succeed, or I'm going to meet a lot of people, or this is going to change my life. I'm going to step into this. I don't know where it's going. So notice what's shown up for you in the last few weeks. Notice what's shown up for you that you got guidance on. I tell people often, write down at least what's coming to you. Just write it down. Even if you don't do it, write it down. Because the rationalizer comes in right afterwards. And it starts telling you, well, why are you going to do that? Why would you go there? Well, what if this happens? What if that happens? And it starts tearing down the guidance that comes to you. So often we blame source and we blame, you know, whatever book we picked up and the author and the teacher and go, this doesn't work. And what we're really saying is that we weren't able to overcome the rationalizer. We weren't able to step into the guidance purely as it came, to not water it down, to not make it small, to not compromise the message, to not check in with all of our friends or other people who are experts and let them put their spin on it. Because then when we let it get watered down and compromised, it no longer is the guidance that came. So we can't blame source or our guidance for what we chose to do out of what came to us. All right. So all of us have this experience of like, well, what if I just, you know, do this piece? Well, that's not what came to you. So we get frightened about how extreme it is. We get frightened that it might be asking more of us, you know, than we have in our field, or that we're not going to be supported. So just notice everything that comes up, because like I said, this is all for healing. You are not alone. You have the Ascended Masters, the Archangels, the healing teams. They're all here, and they come upon invitation. So in this next segment, that's what I want to talk about. I want to bring in their energies, just like we did for Tammy. I want you to see what it's like when we bring them into the mix, and whatever you have coming up for you, let this be your opportunity to step in to an amazing life. This is Leslie Fontaine. This is Sheer Alchemy.
I've been staring at the edge of the water long as I can remember, never really knowing why. I wish I could be the perfect daughter, but I come back to the water no matter how hard I try.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Mouthing Off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
When your body is awakened, your spirit comes alive. Dana Canetto is a transformational guide, embodiment coach, and spiritual mentor assisting women in realigning with their truth and embodying who they are by connecting to the wisdom of their body. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show Network for Body Divinity Radio with Dana Canetto. For more information on Dana and her services, visit danacanetto.com. That's DanaCanetto.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Trail I track, every path I make, every road leads back to the place I know, where I cannot go, where I long to be.
And we are back. This is Leslie Fontaine. This is Sheer Alchemy, and this is my last show for a little few who have been faithful listeners, and those of you who are new to what I do, it is a little different. We are here to shift energy. We're here to bring ourselves out of some of the muck and mire that we have been in, and watch how transformation happens. Watch the willingness. You know, a lot of people right now are holding some amazing energy for the planet. These are massive times, powerful times. Some of us are doing collective work. Some of us are working on the grid. I mean, it is amazing work that we are doing. If you are a part of that, and sometimes you get kind of lost in the realities, right? Like, am I in this reality? Am I in that reality? Which is which? Where am I? I want to extend true appreciation to you for who you are and what you do, allowing yourselves to be a part of supporting the highest vibrational energies at work. You know, when we do this kind of work, some people get very confused with all of the stuff happening in 3D, you know, whether it's our political situation or planetary stuff. And, you know, a lot surfaces when a lot of energies are getting ready to be worked on. So the divine masculine, the divine feminine are very powerful energies at work right now. We have some massive shifts going on. And, you know, and people are either going to come along or they're going to react, or they're going to react very badly. We see it all. Don't let yourself get all bogged down with that. Don't use that as a reason to not step into your truth, to step into who you are. That is not where your focus needs to be. Your focus needs to be on the higher energies, on your vibration, on the guidance that's coming to you to step into all that you are. And it is amazing when you watch, you know, it's sometimes one person at a time, right? You can be in a grocery store and be greeting someone. You can be at the gas station. You can offer a smile to someone that's, you know, making your sandwich at the sandwich shop. It is one person at a time, and you can literally see the transformative energy that is exchanged between you and another. That's how it happens. If you show up all depressed and bogged down and heavy in your own stuff and loaded with a lot of self-pity, then you forget that amazing vibration that you carry, that amazing light that you carry, all right? So when someone, you know, says something to us and it sort of tears us down and it diminishes our energy, then it harms us for the next encounter of someone who might have needed the healing that you were carrying. Think about that. The next time you make a decision about being around people or being in situations, you know, that are not the best for your energy. Learn how to hold your energy. Learn how to hold your energy core. If you want to work with me and you want to learn about this stuff and you want to step into the best that you can be, I hope that you will reach out to me at LeslieFontaine.com. That's LeslieFontaine.com. This is the kind of work I do. It's powerful. It allows you to be powerful. It allows you to step in to all that you are. It teaches you how to work with the masters, the archangels, the healing teams, the light beings. It allows you to learn how to transmute karma, to shift your energies, the blocks, the interferences, and make choices and decisions that are based on your highest good, that are based on your soul essence, that are based on your higher self and who you are in this lifetime, how you are showing up. It doesn't matter what mom and dad thought. It doesn't matter what your boss thinks. It doesn't matter what your partner thinks. None of that matters. It's who you are and how you show up. Now, that part of you that wants everyone to approve of you, that wants everyone to like you, that wants everyone to recognize and appreciate you, that's the part of you that needs healing. That's the inner child. That's the one that sort of got stomped on. And so we spend our lives trying to get that approval, make enough money, get the nice house, you know, do all the things that we think would bring in the approval of the loved ones we still long for. Wouldn't you rather heal that? Wouldn't you rather heal that hole that needs to be filled by someone that is so conditional in their approval and in their love? And for many of us, that person's not even alive on the planet anymore. But we keep attracting that energy. Wouldn't you like to shift that? You are an amazing gift. You are doing amazing work in the earth, one human being at a time, one animal at a time, one vibrational shift at a time. It's amazing what some of us are doing here. So I want to honor that in you, and I want to call you higher. I want to call you to a higher, more profound place where you can do amazing work. If you're bogged down with depression and self-esteem, this is a moment where you start to look at yourself and go, do I want to shift these energies? Do I want to move this? Do I want to change my story? Sometimes when we realize that we can shift a heavy energy like depression or some of the more difficult situations, we realize that we're suddenly very powerful. And you are. You are hugely powerful. The thing is that when we know that we can shift it, we suddenly are aware that we're responsible for our next move and we get frightened. Often, and I've had this experience, we'll retreat into that place that's safe so that we don't have to step out. Maybe we sabotage the moment. Maybe we get passive and retreat so that we don't have to find out what's next. See, every time we shift, every time we transform, new circumstances arise, new opportunities become available. And we have to decide in that moment, do I want to do this? If fear comes up, just terrified that we don't know what's going to be next, that success and failure become the whole focus, like, will I succeed? Will I look like a fool? What will other people think? Then that is something to heal. Wouldn't you want to heal that? The assumption that source energy, that guidance, would allow something terrible to happen to you is not accurate. Often, if something terrible has happened, we've either chosen to remain in agreement in the situation, or we are afraid that we won't be bailed out or supported, or that guidance won't come through for us. And so we modify the action that we've been given, or we delay. So I'm talking about some extreme situations right now. And I want you to think about this. And if I can help you, if I can support you energetically in making the shift and in transforming your life, I would like to do that. You matter. You truly do. And I think you know that at a very profound level. Some of you listening right now know how incredibly strong and powerful you are. And it's been an honor to work with you for the last 3 years. I truly appreciate it. I'm grateful for this opportunity with Transformation Talk Radio. And if you're looking to get some more healing energies and to participate with the Ascended Masters and Archangels, or to get some guidance or to have a session with me, I hope you'll check out my website. And don't forget about Meditation Mondays. These are hugely powerful opportunities to shift what is showing up for you right now, in this moment, to become the magic, to transform, to change your world, to change the world of all those that are watching. This is your moment. This is your day. So what is showing up for you right now? what is showing up for you to step into all that you are. I hope you'll reach out to me and drop me a line and let me know how you're doing. And if you have any questions about the work that I do, I hope you will reach out. Again, it's been an honor and a pleasure. This is Leslie Fontaine for Transformation Talk Radio and Sheer Alchemy. Talk again soon.
You've been listening to the hit show Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Gifted, shifted, and powerful is what this show is about. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com and LeslieFontaine.com for showtimes and dates. Contact Leslie at LeslieFontaine.com to schedule a transformative session that removes your blocks so that you can say yes to explosive abundance. You will not be the same.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.